You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Vaping is still shrouded in a cloud of mystery, and the effects it has on our health is largely unknown. With record numbers of Kiwis turning to vapes, a lot of interest has been placed in finding out how bad they really are. Last time I spoke with Dr. Kelly Burrows, bioengineering PhD at the University of Auckland, they were calling for tighter regulations on vaping. Many of these regulations are now imminent. Dr. Burrows recently obtained two research grants that will together span a total of 5 years, looking into the effects of vaping on the lungs. I started our interview by asking about these grants.
So I'm very privileged to have got two different funding amounts for my research. So one is the James Cook Fellowship, which is a two-year research funding, and one is a three-year Royal Society of New Zealand Marsden grant. So in both of these projects, we're sort of aiming to look for early changes in how vaping affects the lungs. So if you think about smoking, it took at least 50 years for us to really understand the long-term health effects. So what we're trying to do in our research is really get some early ideas for those changes so that we can really get more educated and more evidence in terms of the health effects of vaping. So in the fellowship, we'll be looking at things like measurements from exhaled breath. We're going to take some more images of people's lungs and measure the blood vessels. And in the other Marsden project, we're looking at what's called the lymphatic vessels. So these have been found to be damaged from smoking and COVID-19. And we want to see if the same thing happens with vaping.
What do we already know about the way vaping affects our bodies?
So one of the things that is looking to be pretty well known is that when you vape, and the same for when you breathe in anything that isn't clean air, it triggers the immune system. So it can cause what's called inflammation, which is basically your body's normal response to getting rid of something foreign from your body. And it's when you get this inflammation repeating sort of, you know, many times every day, which is when things can go wrong. We also know that nicotine can have effects on our heart rate, on our blood flow in our bodies, and that, again, over the long term, that can cause changes in how our blood vessels work.
Are there any major unanswered questions when it comes to vaping and the effect it has on our bodies?
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned at the start, so it's really the long-term health effects. So no one knows those yet. So as I said, with smoking, it took at least 50 years to really see a link between things like lung cancer and emphysema. Vaping has really only been around for 20 years and for a much shorter amount of time in New Zealand. It's only been really popular here for about 5 years. So you can imagine it's going to take maybe another 20, 30 years for us to really understand the long-term effects. So that's really the big unknown. But also there is a big range of scientific data coming out, and I think the fact that there's so many different vaping products, so many different e-liquids, ways of using vapes, that actually, you know, there's no consensus really on what the health effects are yet.
Vaping is popular among young people, many of whom have never smoked. Is there any research or hypotheses on how it affects brain development?
I do know that when people start using nicotine products at an earlier age, so when your brain is still developing, if you're a teenager, adolescent, your brain is still developing. So when you start using nicotine then, it actually kind of makes your brain need that nicotine more. So it can lead to, you know, higher chance of addiction and much higher difficulty to give up that nicotine. But I have also read that, you know, when younger people who are addicted to nicotine, it can cause sort of difficulty with concentrating and impulse control and those sorts of things. So it's really not ideal.
Is there trouble with vaping the nicotine or other associated chemicals in the vapor cloud?
So again, no one really knows that. And as I said, I think part of it may just be the fact that you're breathing something in that isn't air, so it could be any one of the chemicals. But there are, you know, as I said, known effects from nicotine, such as on the brain and on the blood vessels. But in terms of the other harmful effects in the lungs, no one really knows. So there's a range of different chemicals in e-liquids, so the flavorings, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerol, nicotine, but plastic can also be things like some metals coming off the different parts of the devices. So no one really knows which chemical or if it's going to be one or all of them together that causes harm.
For those that enjoy using a vape, of which I am included, is there any harm reduction advice that you could give?
Harm reduction from vaping? Well, I would say if you could do it less often, that's probably one thing. Again, I don't really know. I mean, maybe if it's something you could eventually try and give up by reducing the amount of nicotine. Yeah, one thing I've seen that they've looked at overseas and in terms of surveying younger people, they looked at whether if all of the flavourings were removed, so let's say you could only get tobacco-flavoured e-liquid, there was a study in the US that showed 70% of kids would actually stop vaping if they couldn't get those yummy flavours. I don't know if that applies to you, but yeah, that could be one thing to help reduce people from the frequency of vaping at least.
In line with that, do you think the new regulations coming into effect later this month, I believe, are a sufficient safeguard against potential harms from vaping, or does the government need to go further?
Yeah, I think the government needs to go further. I think it's still way too easy for young people to access vaping products. So things like, you know, you can still buy disposable vapes, and you can get them as cheaply as $2 for a vape. So, you know, it's way too accessible, affordable for kids to be able to get them. So, I think we should definitely do more to get rid of those disposable vapes. We should reduce the number of flavourings that can be obtained and maybe reduce the number of vape shops. You know, there's about 1,200 vape shops in New Zealand at the moment, which is more than the number of community pharmacies and of the number of KFCs and McDonald's combined.
That was Dr. Kelly Burrows from the University of Auckland on the start of new studies into the effects of vaping.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.